Okay, morning everyone. As you've probably worked out, we've been thinking about harvest today. So we've just taken up a collection for women and babies in Afghanistan, and Sarah's been talking about where our food comes from. And we've also said that in the old days, harvest used to be really important for everyone. And I thought, before we start, just to get us, try and help us understand what harvest was like, I would like you to put up your hand if you get pocket money. Put up your hand if you get pocket money. Put up your hand if you receive a sum of money on a regular basis through some other means. Right. Okay. Put up your hand if you get your money, pocket money weekly. Does anyone get the pocket money weekly? Hands up if you get your pocket money monthly. Okay. I'd like you to imagine that you only got your pocket money once a year. Imagine if your pocket money came on one day a year, okay? Hands up if you think you would have some money left at the end of the year. Hands up if you think you'd still have money left at the end of the year. The McLeods are all over it, yeah, okay. How do you think you might feel in the day that you get your pocket money? How do you think you might feel? Go on. Really excited, yeah. You've almost run out of what you've got and you've got it all coming in one go. So that is how people would have felt about the harvest, and that's why it was such a big celebration. Now, most of us at this time in this country are not massively affected anymore by that harvest cycle because we get our food from other places. But we are affected by lots of other cycles, and that's what we're going to be thinking about in our talk today. So on the screen in a minute, there's going to be a picture which links with some kind of cycle that we are involved in that affects us today. I want you to put up your hand if you think you can work it out. So the first one is this. So this is a cycle that affects our life. Put up your hand if you can tell me what cycle I'm talking about. Adam? Yeah, day and night. So that's a cycle that affects us all the time. We're in a constant cycle of day and night. Okay, and the second one, who can figure out what this is? Eva? Good, this is the seasons of the year, okay? We are locked in this cycle of summer to autumn, winter, spring, and then back to summer again. Okay, next one. This will affect some of us, but not all. What cycle, and if you are a pupil or a teacher, you're probably more affected by this. What cycle is this? I don't know your name, but can you tell me? Yeah, good. The school year, okay? The school year is a cycle of beginning and then getting to the middle and then having the holidays and a constant cycle of school and holiday, school and holiday. Okay, next one. Okay, this may affect other people. Who can tell me what cycle this is? Someone over there that's got their hand up. Go on, call it out. It's not a judge. This one, adults are far too shy to call out. So I would just say this is the tax year, okay? If you are not involved in the school year, there's a good chance that you are affected by the annual tax year cycle. Okay, and the last one. Beautiful. I thought everyone would get it. I didn't think anyone would sing it, but I'm really pleased that you did, Layla. Okay, yeah, so the circle of life is a cycle that we are all in. Have a look around and see if you can see someone young, okay? Have a look around the church and find someone young and point at them. Then have a look in the church and find someone really old, but don't point at them, okay? When you've clocked your old person and when you've clocked your young person, I want you to have a think about the fact that that young person will one day grow old, and that that old person was once young. Okay, so as Layla would, I'm sure, tell us and sing to us if we let her, we're all connected in the great circle. So there is a cycle of life. Okay, now I'm going to read the Bible in a second, but before I do, I'm going to need some helpers. So let me just grab this. I'm going to need some helpers with my Bible reading. Now, my favourite type of helper would be somebody who has, maybe if it's your first time of being in the all-age service and you'd like to come up, but really I can have anyone as a helper. Ideally looking for school-age children, but, you know, don't hold back. And also, if you don't come soon, I will pick you. Adam, you don't need to wait to be picked, just up you come. Up you come. There we go. Okay. needs to be this one. Needs to be... There we go, done. Brilliant. Okay, so you've all got cards. I hope that you can all, at least 50% of you, are able to read. If not, I'm going to help you. This one is war. I would like you to have a look at what's written on your sheet. Okay, and I would like you to try and find somebody who's got the opposite word. And I would like you to stand next to them. So, you've got war and you've got peace. You've got keep. You've got tear. You've got laugh. So you're going to have to move around. And also, I'm going to give you 20 seconds to go. Move around. Find your partners. Tear down, build up. You're done. Weep and laugh. You're done. You've got throw away. You've got, mend and tear. Lovely, that's it. Okay, and brilliant. So can I now get you, so that we don't tread on food or each other, can everyone step one step down? Such a teacher. I don't know if you know I'm a teacher. And everyone step this way. Brilliant. Just don't step on that. Okay, and I'm going to squeeze in between the two Wells boys. Brilliant. Okay, so these are some words that are going to be in our Bible reading today. So I'm going to read it. The words are going to come up on the screen. Not all of the things that I read are down here. That's because I really didn't want to have 28 children at the front of church. So you hold them up. You don't need to move around into being a different order. You just need to hold them up with pride. Okay? You all over that, Jonathan? Brilliant. Okay. So I'm going to read from Ecclesiastes chapter 3. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. There's a time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to stop embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. What do workers gain from their work? I've seen the heavy burdens that God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time, and he has also set eternity in the human heart. Okay, so we're going to be unpacking that in a second. If you've got a piece of paper, I actually am going to need you again. So if you would like to, keep a hold of your piece of paper, and you can just sit along the floor at the bottom there. If you consider yourself too old to sit cross-legged, you can go back and sit where you were, but you have to keep your piece of paper. I'm just loving it. There we go. Brilliant. Lovely. And if you sit in a way that you can see and hear, then that is even better. Brilliant. Thank you. And like I say, I will use you lot again. So, for all of us who are living here on earth, we are locked into seasons and cycles. There's the seasons of the year. There's the seasons of childhood and youth and adulthood and later life. There's also seasons of happiness and sadness, seasons of working and resting, seasons of succeeding and failing. And I want us to think about what this Bible passage has to say to us about that. The first thing I think that we can learn from this passage and from the Bible as a whole is that we mustn't fight the cycle. Okay, I think a lot of us can be tempted to try and either speed time up or slow it down. And you will know for yourself which camp you are more likely in. Hands up if you're a speed up. Hands up if you're a slow down. And if you don't know, I'm going to ask you some questions. Okay, put up your hand if you wanted the school holidays to go on forever. Put up your hand if you couldn't wait for them to end. Hello, parents. Put up your hand if you wanted, if you love the sunshine, you wanted the sunny, hot weather to stay for the whole year. Put up your hand if you are really just looking forward to the winter and the snow. A few people. Put up your hand if you would like to be able to push a button to stop yourself getting any older, or maybe even make yourself younger. up if you can't wait to grow up. And finally, put your hand up if you can't wait for your children to grow up. Okay, yeah, you tell him, Brooke. Okay, so a lot of us have this tendency to either wish our lives would go quicker or to try and stop that passage of time moving. But I don't think God wants us to wish our lives away. And I don't think he wants us to try and cling to the here and now either. Because verse 11 tells us that God has made everything beautiful in its time. And part of what that means is that I think God is inviting us to see the beauty in each season of the day, each season of the year, and in each season of our life. I think it's really easy for us to get our minds in a muddle about what beauty really is. We see images on our TV screens that tell us that beautiful is slim, beautiful is young, beautiful is rich, beautiful is sunny. But who says? There's a danger that if we believe the message that the world is telling us, that we miss out on so much of the beauty in God's creation. Let's not waste beautiful autumn days waiting for summer. Let's not waste this year waiting to grow taller or retire or get the exams out of the way. Because God has made everything beautiful in its time. And part of what that means is that he wants us to see the beauty in revision and rainy days and wrinkles. Now, I said I was going to use you lot again. Stand up. Okay. And I want you to have a look at what's on your card. Okay. In fact, stand up but stay down there because I'm going to have you move and I don't want anyone to walk into the lectern or off the stage. So let's have you standing down there. Sorry. Up, down, up, down. Okay. And I want you to have a look at what's on your card. Okay. And I want you to decide, is the thing on my card a really fantastic, beautiful thing? And if you think the thing on your card sounds like a lot of fun, stand over here. And if you think it sounds not so great, I want you to stand here. And if you're not sure, stand in the middle. And if you can't read what's on your card, ask Dominic or someone else and they will help you. Ah. Just as I suspected. Okay. Thank you very much. So on this side, what have we got? We've got laugh, mend, keep, peace, love, speaking, and building up. And on this side, we've got weeping, we've got war, we've got throwing things away, hating, being silent, and tearing things down. Really interesting, because I would have thought that speaking and being silent were fairly neutral, but I'm not a 12-year-old girl, so there's obviously a definite good, bad thing there. Thank you very much for my bits of paper holders. You can sit down there, or you can sit down wherever you like, I don't mind. Thank you very much. Let's give them a clap, because I think they did really well. It's my gift to you, Eva. It's my gift to you. Okay. So I think most of us would agree that some of the things, some of those bits of paper, and also some of the other things in that reading sounded a lot better than others. It's all very well to talk about how beautiful life is when we're in a season of laughter or love or peace. But sometimes that is not where we are. Sometimes we're in a season of weeping or war or mourning or giving up. And life just doesn't feel beautiful. Maybe that's where you are at the moment. Maybe you're having a tough time at school or work. Maybe you're struggling with problems at home. And if that is you, let these verses be a reminder to you that it won't last forever. I don't know about you, but sometimes I can forget that. When things are going really well, it can be really easy to skip along thinking it's going to be like that forever. But when things are tough, we can find ourselves forgetting that it was ever any different. Today's passage of the Bible reminds us that there is a season for everything. If things are tough at the moment, be reminded it won't last forever. And if things are great at the moment, be reminded it won't last forever. whatever season we are in right now, whether it's good or bad, easy or hard, we need to know that that cycle is going to end. Okay, that's my second point for today. The Bible passage for today tells us that we were made for this world of cycles and rhythms and seasons, but we were also made for so much more than that. Because verse 11 actually says that God made everything beautiful in its time, but he has also set eternity in the human heart. We know that we are designed for seasons and cycles, but we are also designed for so much more. God's placed in our hearts this niggling feeling that there is something a little bit more to life than what we see in front of us. That this cycle of good and bad, of mourn and weep, even this cycle of life and death, surely can't go on forever. In other parts of the Bible, we can read that one day these seasons and cycles will come to an end. I'm going to read a few verses from the book of Revelation. Look, God's dwelling place is now among his people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old way of things has disappeared. Now those words are from the book of Revelation at the very end of the Bible, and they're a description of what comes after this world. They're a description of what eternity looks like if we invite God into our lives. And if you're sitting here today and you haven't done that yet, if you don't know what a relationship with Jesus is like, I would really encourage you to find out before you leave today. The last thing I'd like us to think about today is how to deal with the season that we're in right now. Because it's all very well that we've got heaven to look forward to, but I don't think God wants us to spend our whole lives looking forward to heaven, just looking forward to heaven, any more than he wants me to spend the next few weeks looking forward to half term or Christmas or whatever else. The Bible tells us that God wants us to see the beauty in this life and live it to the full. I'm going to do a little experiment, okay? This is last time of pulling people up the front, but I'm going to do a little bit of an experiment. Is there anyone in the room that is in about year 9 or 10 at school? Okay, let's have, go on, up you come, Theo. Theo, so quick question. Here we go, just a one question. How are you feeling about school on Monday? In a word.
Excited?
Are you?
Oh no, not really. Not okay. Really, just waiting.
Just waiting. Cool, thank you. Have a seat. Okay, so you can see Theo's enthusiasm for school bubbling over there. Okay. Before the service started, I asked some children in reception and in year one how they felt about school. And you can imagine that their reaction was quite different. I got the words excited. I got really fun. I got really good. Okay? And that's how it can sometimes be for us. Okay, now I'm not getting at Theo. I think it's quite normal not to feel excited about every single day of school. But I think it does show us a little bit that as we go through, things can start as new and exciting, and they can go from exciting to normal. And if we're not careful, they can go from normal to kind of boring or drab. Now, the book of Ecclesiastes was written by King Solomon. So our reading today was written by King Solomon in the later part of his life. And he's thinking and he's reflecting on what he's learnt and experienced. How do you think he feels? Do you think he feels in the book the way that Theo felt about school tomorrow? Or do you think he feels the way that a reception child feels? He's he's not full of the joys of life throughout the whole of that book. Does anyone know what word is repeated again and again and again in the book of Ecclesiastes? I can't speak on Ecclesiastes without mentioning this word. Call it out if you know it.
Meaningless.
Okay? Pointless. Okay? He even says in our reading, he said, what's the point of working? Okay, we read that in Ecclesiastes verse 10. What's the point of working? And there is a danger that we can start to feel that way too. Now, I want to be really clear. It's not just about age. We've met younger people who appear worn out and jaded. And we've all seen older people who seem to buzz with life. There is something else. Whatever season we're in, whether we're young or old, whether we're laughing or weeping, the main thing that will determine whether our life feels meaningless or meaningful is how connected we are with God. King Solomon knew it. Later on in the book of Ecclesiastes, he says these words. He says, remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come, and before the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Another person who knew it was the Apostle Paul. Writing in the New Testament, he says these words, I've learnt to be content in whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have more than enough. I've learnt this secret so that anywhere, at any time, I'm content, whether I'm full or hungry, whether I have too much or too little. I have the strength to face all things by the power that Christ gives me. So whatever season of life we're in, whether we feel young or old, whether we find ourselves weeping or rejoicing, we need to remember our Creator and to invite him to be part of our lives every day, no matter what is going on with us. Because on this side of eternity, we can't have lives which will always be fun and easy and happy. But we can have lives that are always meaningful.